Tony back now as we're just a couple minutes away from tip-off of the boys' game of Wetumpka and Prattville Christian. The Lady Indians just got the win a few moments ago, 58-31 in that one, and now Wetumpka looking to do the same in the boys' game. Wetumpka got a win 66-40 over PCA the last time these two faced off early in this season. And in that game, Andrew Voiles had 22 points. Caleb Ballard had 13. Keep an eye on those rebounds. Tom Suddeth had 16 in that one. So did Caleb Ballard have double digits in the boards category with 18. Chris Robinson had 9 steals and 8 rebounds in that one. He was not terribly far off from a triple-double in that PCA matchup. Want to get to our keys to the game here for this one, brought to you by REMAX Cornerstone Realty. And got to save it for Wetumpka. It's going to be, again, having success on the glass, being able to hit those shots from long range as well. We know Andrew Voiles can get hot. We've seen it before. Got to see how the rest of this team can do, and then taking advantage of the size opportunity, of the size advantage here for Wetumpka. Caleb Ballard, well above the height of everyone on this PCA team. So are a couple of other guys on this Indians team. Chris Robinson, Tom Suddeth, and John Hudson-Winger, they all have plenty of size to show for as well. Got to try and show the height, show a little bit of the speed as well. Wetumpka feels like they can outclass PCA here tonight, and we'll see if they can do just that. We'll take a break, then give you starting lineups and get ready for tip-off of Wetumpka and Prattville Christian in just a moment on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision 4 Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision 4 Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision 4 Care. Precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
I'm Chad Barrett. Growing up here in Central Alabama, I've always believed in doing the things the right way with honesty and hard work. That's exactly how I approach real estate. From your first showing to the closing table, I'll be by your side. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone.
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
We are back now as we are just a couple moments away from tip-off of Wetumpka and Prattville Christian for the boys' matchup. You can see it if you're watching on our YouTube and Facebook, but the light show here as they go through the starting lineup for PCA. It's time for our starting lineups, brought to you by First Community Bank. First Community Bank, let's do life together. Wetumpka will see Chris Robinson, the senior guard, along with the sophomore forward, Caleb Ballard. LT Davis wearing the number 10 tonight, the senior guard, along with Andrew Voiles, who just crossed over the 1,000-point mark as well. And Tom Suddeth, the sophomore forward, will be getting the start here tonight. Our sophomore center is where he'll be starting tonight's ball game. For Prattville Christian, it's Cody Chapman along with Justin Chapman, Carter Fiacco, Wade Mora, and I believe Spencer Wilson will be part of that lineup as well. They're head coached by Jason Robertson. Or check that. Our final starter for PCA is Ethan Gurley. So it'll be Cody Chapman, Justin Chapman, Carter Fiacco, Wade Mora, and Ethan Gurley making up the starting five for PCA. Wetumpka in their all-gold uniforms with the script Indians writing on the front, and PCA in their all-white with black and purple stripes down the side and the purple Panthers lettering in front. Ballard set for the tip-off against PCA here, and we are underway. Chapman slaps it forward, and Gurley will pick it up for PCA. Gurley looping around and resetting to start things off. Chapman will give to Fiacco. Now back to Chapman. He pulls the three and cashes it to start the ball game off. A big three there from Chapman, and PCA strikes first again. Same as the girls' matchup. They hit a three early on. Voiles with it now on the first possession for Wetumpka. Davis, now Robinson. Robinson back to Davis again. Around the horn to Voiles. Looking inside now is Suddeth. He'll spin and go up in the post. No good there. And a rebound by Justin Chapman. Chapman, bounce pass to Gurley. Gurley finds Chapman again. Now with it is Fiacco. He pulls the three that was tipped by Ballard. No good there. Robinson picks it up, racing down. He'll stop up. Look inside again to Suddeth, who was poked, I believe. Looked a little gimpy there, actually. Not sure really what messed him up, but he's still kind of jogging gingerly. Forced a turnover there as the ball went out of play. Gurley was able to inbound, and PCA will bring it up. Early finally gets across as Robinson was showing some pressure. Now Cody Chapman will pull a three. No good. Battling for that board. Suddeth comes away with it off a couple of tips. Robinson looks down the lane again. Suddeth again. This time he goes up, and this time he gets it. Third time's the charm there for Suddeth. He had a touch on each of those possessions from under the basket. Finally got it to fall. Makes it 3-2. Indians still trailing now with 6:20 left to go in the first. Bounce pass to Chapman. Now Justin Chapman. He gives one more look. Wade Mora under the basket. And he will get it to fall. 5-2 PCA now. Voiles to Davis. Now looking at Robinson up top. Another pass to Suddeth. Voiles pump fakes the three. Steps up. He passes to Robinson. But was called for a travel before that. Had some loose feet there after the pump fake. Makes it a turnover and gives it back to PCA. Panthers get it in to Cody Chapman. Chapman spinning his way into the front court. He finds Gurley. Ethan Gurley directing everybody here. He finally finds a man in Mora, who gives over to Fiacco. And Fiacco gets it to go. He was racing down the baseline there, went up and under and got it to fall. Now a pass stolen away. PCA with another fast break. Fiacco couldn't get it to go, but a whistle blown. It was sent out of bounds. It will stay with Prattville Christian. No foul was called that time, as Gurley will inbound for PCA. Looks inside under the basket. It's Fiacco. He goes up, but a jump ball was called first. Andrew Voiles got a hand on it there and forces the turnover there as the possession arrow goes with Wetumpka. 7-2 right now. PCA has kind of punched Wetumpka in the mouth here early on. Robinson to Voiles, or pardon, to Suddeth, then to Voiles. Now Robinson with it again. Suddeth in the corner. Now going around the way, LT Davis had it fired but was blocked on the pass attempt. Suddeth picks it up, drives in, could not get the layup there, and a whistle blown. Offensive foul against Wetumpka there. 30 call for Tom Suddeth called for the charge on his way in for that missed bucket. 4:55 left in the first. PCA with possession and a five-point lead. Gurley trying to drive. He'll look to the corner now with Fiacco. Fiacco spinning. Spun around three times. Finally went for the fadeaway and got it to go for two. It's 9-2 PCA. Not what Wetumpka was expecting to see early on in this one. Ballard in trouble. He'll try and get into the post. He kicks out to Voiles in the corner instead. Now a pass to Ballard. Little mid-range shot there is good. Just able to kind of float that one up. Got it to fall. 9-4 now. PCA with the five-point lead. It's Justin Chapman handing to Fiacco. Trying to drive against Robinson. He won't go anywhere, though, as he heads back up to the top. Gurley had it slapped away. Robinson was called for a foul. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, he's right. He got all ball.
Called for the reach in. Boy, I mean, that was right in front of where we're set up here tonight. And that's a whole lot of leather that he just hit, but they'll call the foul anyway.
The Indians.
Justin Wingard comes into the ball game. Tom Suddeth exits.
Smiley.
Jeremiah Smiley in as well for LT Davis. So it's Robinson, Ballard, Wingard, Smiley, and Voiles on the floor for Wetumpka. Cody Chapman has it up top. He was looking for a pass there, but misfired. Had it knocked out of bounds there by Smiley. PCA keeping possession now with 3:48 left in the first. Bounce pass in. This is Fiacco driving down the baseline again, facing up against Wingard and Voiles, who outsize him. He finally finds someone else to go to. C.J. Robinson has it for PCA. A pass there to Fiacco. No, Mora. He was able to save it. And PCA comes back up and tries to set up. Lost control of it. Robinson picks it up. Now Smiley has plenty of room. He'll go up and lay it in safely. A smart play there from Smiley. He looked like he might have been going for a dunk. Takes the lay instead to ensure that they close this back up to 3 points. 9-6 the ball game now with 3:10 left to go in the first quarter. PCA still with an advantage. Three-pointer now from Carter Fiacco, and he knocks that down. PCA with a six-point lead, 12-6 over Wetumpka right now. Voiles walking his way up. Here's Smiley. Now Voiles, top of the key for three. No good. Came right to Robinson. He'll catch it. Pull the three. Got it. Robinson answers with a three of his own. Makes it 12-9 now. PCA putting up one heck of a fight early on, though. Now in the corner. It's Kiefer with it for the first time. He lost it, taken away by Smiley. This time he'll drive in and get another lay to go. Two steals now for Smiley as he's taken it coast to coast both times to total for 4 points so far. Coming off the bench tonight. Chapman from the top of the key, spinning, driving, goes up, and Wingard slapped him on the wrist there. A foul called against John Hudson. The senior called for that one.
Number 34, Wetumpka, wing guard.
Cody Chapman now shooting two free throws as Wingard originally was a starter for this Indians team. He and Tom Suddeth have kind of alternated a little bit. It's really been Suddeth who's been getting the starts over Wingard in that center position, but Wingard has had plenty of playing time. Still and plenty of impact on this team. Of course, called for the foul there a moment ago. Second free throw good as well as Cody Chapman makes both of them.
Perfect from the stripe.
Makes it 14-11 PCA. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Robinson driving in, whistle blown, and a foul is called, I believe, on a reach in that time.
Foul called on PCA.
And it goes against Ethan Gurley. Called on the floor still with a minute 55 left in the quarter. Indians inbound give to Miller Lombardi in for the first time. Wingard Handing to Robinson. Robinson will try and drive. Lost his dribble. Taken away. Here comes Fiacco now for PCA. Spinning, and he'll lay another one in. Fiacco has been lights out for the Panthers so far. 16-11 now, PCA. In the corner is Ballard. He gives to Lombardi. Now Robinson. Robinson driving in. One more pass to Wingert under the basket. He lost it. Goes out of bounds. And PCA forces a turnover.
Panthers have it.
Quick stoppage here as Smiley had to tie his shoe. 1:23 left now in the first. PCA with a 5-point lead over Wetumpka. Whistle blown in the backcourt. It was a carry called against Ethan Gurley.
For the carry.
And Wetumpka quickly takes possession back out of that. Robinson gets it in. Here's Smiley. Now Robinson. Back to Smiley. Now Lombardi. Three-pointer in and out. Toilet bowled out of there. And PCA comes away with a board there. Here's Chapman. He'll try and drive. Winger goes up. Whistle blown. Foul. No. Travel called against Wetumpka. Or pardon. Against PCA. Thought there was a foul called against the Indians that time as Winger went flying. But it was actually some steps taken there by Chapman. Lombardi giving to Smiley. Now Lombardi again. Looks to Wingert. 45 seconds left in the quarter. Robinson now under the basket. Banks one in and makes it 16-13. 35 seconds left in the period. It's been a fast-moving first 8 minutes here. Not a lot of stoppages. Chapman has his pass taken away. Here's Lombardi coast-to-coast. He'll go up for the lay. No good. Ballard with a jam, but it won't count. Lombardi was fouled on his way up for the lay. That was an electric play from Ballard. All for naught, though. Instead, they'll send Miller Lombardi to the free throw line.
PCA number four, Mora.
It was Wade Mora called for the foul that time for PCA. Lombardi's first free throw is good.
Lombardi at the line.
Trying to close the gap back in here. PCA led by as much as 7. It was 9-2 at one point. They led 16-11. Now with this free throw, they couldn't cut it to 1. Rebound by Wingert. They'll tie it instead. Put back from John Hudson. Wingert makes it 16 apiece. 15 seconds left to go now in the first quarter. All knotted up here with the Panthers. Justin Chapman up top, 10 seconds now. Spinning, 7 seconds, 6. It's Fiacco now, 5 seconds in the corner. Pass inside, running out of time. They'll pass one more time and not get a shot off at all. And that ends the first quarter. 16-16. We are tied after the first quarter of play on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video. Live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
Casual Seafood is always fresh, fast, and delicious. Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka has something for everyone, from shrimp and fish to po'boys and salads. Enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today. Wharf Casual Seafood, where fresh seafood meets family-friendly dining. The Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood. Bratwell Christian has possession as we start this second quarter. All tied up, 16-16. Indians closed out that quarter with a 5-0 run. to tie it. Trying to extend on that here in the early part of this second period. Up top now is Cody Chapman. He'll try and drive in. Shoves Robinson there, and a foul will be called against him there. Offensive foul against Cody Chapman after he put the stiff arm against Chris Robinson.
His first, team first.
Robinson will inbound to Voiles. On the floor right now is Robinson, Voiles, Lombardi, Ballard, and Tom Suddeth for the Indians. Bounce pass inside. Robinson in the post going up for it, and a travel called before that will force the turnover. PCA gets it right back now. On the floor for the Panthers right now is Ethan Gurley as he launches to Fiacco. Fiacco was looking for a bit of a cherry pick. Instead, he'll pull the three, no good. Suddeth with a rebound. Also out there is Justin Chapman along with Cody Chapman. Here's Robinson for Wetumpka driving down the baseline. Whistle blown this time and a reach-in called against Wade Mora, who rounds out the five on the floor for Prattville Christian. Again, the head coach of PCA, Jason Robertson, he's the head coach for both the boys and girls team for PCA. Indians get an inbound here to Lombardi. He'll go up on an awkward floater, no good. Launching a pass now to Cody Chapman. He goes up for one immediately. Got it to go off the glass.
Gets two.
Panthers out front again with a 2-0 lead. Indians have not led at all so far. Robinson standing at the elbow. He'll give to Voiles, who drives in, had a wide open lane. The purple sea was parted there as he got that to fall. 18-18 now with just over 6.5 minutes to play in the first half. Fiacco, now Chapman, back to Fiacco again. Driving inside from the left-hand side of the baseline. No good there. And that time it was Suddeth who got the rebound. Robinson has it, tried to drive, but a foul called first against Cody Chapman.
PCA number zero.
That's the third foul of this quarter against PCA. Starting to stack up a little bit. Wetumpka has not fouled at all in the second period. Could be expecting to see Wetumpka get some free throws in the later portion of this quarter. Now Ballard in the post. He'll go up for one. No good. Whistle blown again. Foul called on Mora.
Foul called on PCA number four.
And Mora will have to come out. That's two against Wade Mora now. Check that. That's his third
Ballard
already.
At the line.
Tough for Wade Mora here, picking up three just 10 minutes into the ballgame. Not even. 6:13 left in the quarter as Ballard misses the first free throw on what would have given the Indians a one-point lead. He's got one more chance at it here.
Number three, Jeremiah Smiley.
Another free throw coming for Ballard. This time it is good. It makes it 19-18 Indians. Ethan Gurley having to put some effort in to get it across as Voiles is showing the pressure to him in the backcourt. He finally does. Bounce pass to Justin Chapman. Looking for help, he'll give to Cody. Cody pulls a three. That one off target there. Voiles with a rebound. Voiles now to an open man. Three-pointer. Robinson got it.
Three-pointer from number four.
Indians
Robinson
already took the first lead of the night for them, but now they've extended it to 4 points, the largest lead so far, and counting. Cody Chapman for PCA, driving in. He'll get a lay as he made it down the baseline, pump faked the man, and then got it to fall. Voiles with a bounce pass to Robinson, stolen away. Cody Chapman has it, and a foul called against Andrew Voiles.
Foul called on Wetumpka number 22, Voiles.
First foul of the night, of the quarter against Wetumpka. 5:21 left to go in the half. It's 22-20 for the Indians. PCA with a chance to tie or take the lead here as they inbound from the baseline. Justin Chapman gets it into Fiacco. Fiacco a couple feet away from the basket goes up. Couldn't get that one to fall. Then a rebound and put back effort from Justin Chapman. No good there, but drew the foul. And it's called against Tom Suddeth that time.
Justin Chapman at the line to shoot two.
Chapman with the free throw off the back iron there. Substitutions for both teams. John Hudson Winger comes in. Caleb Ballard will exit for Wetumpka. Meanwhile, Ethan Kiefer will go in for the first time tonight for PCA. Second free throw, no good either. Comes up empty there from the charity stripe, and now Robinson has it. He'll pull a three immediately, no good. Rebound from Wingard, going around the way here, Voiles. Robinson drives in, finds a man, Smiley for three, blocked. Caught it himself, though. Here's Voiles, pump faking from up top, driving in. Lost it, got it again, goes up and makes the lay. Chaotic possession there. Wetumpka still comes away with it with an extra 2 points. 24-20, Wetumpka now with 4:35 to go in the half. Bounce pass inside, taken away. Andrew Voiles has it after Winger got a finger on it. He'll do it himself, goes up for the lay, no good. Great rebound and put back, though, from Tom Suddeth, and Wetumpka leads it by six. Indians trailed by seven at one point. They've now taken a six-point lead. Justin Chapman. Bounce pass now to Fiacco. Fiacco goes back to the logo here. He'll pull a logo three off the front of the iron there. Suddeth picks it up, gives to Robinson. Robinson drives in, has some room, goes up, got the bucket. A lot of contact, no foul called, but a timeout is as Wetumpka's momentum has built to an 8-point lead, 28-20, 3:52 left to go in the first half on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Listening to the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Now, back to the action from the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth.
Baptist Ortho now serves children and adults of all ages with no appointment needed. Located on East Chase Parkway across from Target, open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. Online at baptisthealth.org. Right out of the break here, PCA fired it all the way down the floor and overthrew Justin Chapman and quickly gave Wetumpka possession back. It's 28-20, Indians with the lead with 3 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the first half. Robinson now, he'll try and drive, kicks out. Voiles open for three in the corner, got it. 31-20 now, Indians. An 11-point lead. First time we've seen a double-digit advantage here tonight. PCA with Fiacco. Now Chapman back to Fiacco. Three-pointer, no good. And battling for that board. Voiles catches it. Managed to keep it in play as he was falling out of bounds. Here's Robinson now. Was looking for an alley, but has it tipped out of play.
Indians on the baseline.
Now they'll get it in. Smiley catch and shoot, mid-range shot, no good. Wingard had a rebound, couldn't do anything either, and PCA gets a stop there. Fiacco, or check that, Ethan Gurley. Now he finds Robinson. Back to Gurley again. Ethan Gurley to Chapman. Misfired a pass there to Fiacco as it goes out of bounds. Robinson brings it up, gives to Wingard, back to Robinson again. He'll try and drive, spins, goes up, couldn't get it to fall off the glass. Now Suddeth with a board, he'll spin and go up, and this time he gets it.
Suddeth gets two.
33-20, Indians continuing to push the issue here with 2:30 to go in the half. It's Gurley now with it for PCA. Slowing down, giving to Justin Chapman. Chapman looks inside. C.J. Robinson up against Tom Suddeth. He goes up, rejected by John Hudson Winger. Launched out of bounds there. And PCA will inbound after a statement play from Winger. They'll manage to get it in as Gurley managed to find Cody Chapman. Now Fiacco up top. Step back, gives to Justin Chapman. Driving in, he'll go with the underhand lay. No good, a charge called anyway against Chapman. And that'll give it back to Wetumpka one way or another. Fifth foul as well.
One, Chapman.
With 2:05 to go in the half. Indians will be in the bonus the rest of the way. As Voiles has it, looked at a logo three. Instead, he gives to Robinson. No-look pass. Suddeth goes up for the dunk. He couldn't get it, but he was fouled on the way up. Suddeth will shoot two free throws.
Justin Chapman is second.
Nora Lombardi getting ready to check in for Wetumpka after this first free throw. Make sure to stick around for our City of Wetumpka halftime show. We'll recap the first half, get ready for the second. Coming up in just a couple minutes as Tom Suddeth knocks down that free throw. He's got one more coming in a moment. Andrew Voiles comes out of the game. Miller Lombardi checks in. For PCA, it's Ethan Kiefer that just stepped into the game in the place of Cody Chapman. Caleb Ballard about to come back in for Wetumpka as well. Suddeth couldn't make the first free throw or second free throw there. Keeps it at 34-20 with a minute 45 to go. Driving in there was Justin Chapman. It seemed like he had been rejected by Suddeth under the basket, but a foul called instead. Justin Winger, that is, called for the foul, not Suddeth. Might explain why I thought it might have been clean on Suddeth. Two free throws for Chapman coming. Justin misses the first. Caleb Ballard comes into the game in relief of Tom Suddeth with 1:46 to go. Chapman, second free throw off the back iron there. Winger gets the board, gives to Robinson. They will fly down the court. Lombardi, catch and shoot three, got it from the corner. A 17-point lead for Wetumpka now as Ethan Gurley is running into trouble with Smiley in the backcourt now. 90 seconds to go in the first half. Finally makes it across now. Smiley applying that pressure. He's called for the reach-in. But they had a foul to give anyway. PCA will have to inbound here. LT Davis coming in for Wetumpka as Smiley exits. Cody Chapman coming in for PCA while Justin Chapman will exit. It's Gurley looking to inbound. He'll find Cody Chapman in the backcourt with LT Davis guarding him now. Cody races down. Taken away though. Lombardi coast to coast. Can't get the lay. Too strong, but there's Ballard for the putback effort. Soared in there for the putback lay. Makes it 39-20. We're down to the final minute of this second quarter. In trouble in the backcourt there. Wetumpka sent it out of bounds, but it stays with PCA. Ethan Gurley will inbound for the Panthers. He will launch a football pass there to Fiacco. Down the floor he goes up. Is rejected by LT Davis that time. Davis showed the hops up on that one to go up and block it. Gurley inbounding for PCA from the baseline. Looks down the lane, has a man. It's Cody Chapman. He goes up for one, can't get it. Foul is called though against LT Davis.
Davis, 15 foul.
51 seconds to go in the half now. As Cody Chapman shooting two free throws, he lasers the first one, and it bounces right out. Second free throw coming now for PCA. And they will not get either of them. Cody Chapman 0-for-2 again. Robinson now, 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. He steps back, pulls a long two, no good. Fiacco with the board. Fiacco trying to push the issue here. He gives to Gurley, who's going to back off. Sees Robinson coming in with pressure. That'll pick up the pace once more. 25 seconds. Gives to Kiefer. Now Cody Chapman back to Kiefer in the corner. Tries to drive in. Finds Chapman instead, stepping back. Now he'll pull one from the free throw line. No good. Battling for that board. It is last touched by PCA. CJ Robinson got a finger on it there as he stepped out. 13 seconds left in the half now. As Andrew Voiles will check back in, LT Davis will come out for this final possession of the period. They'll roll this one in. Finally, Voiles picks it up at half court, gives to Lombardi. Lombardi to Voiles. Now wingered with 8 seconds under the basket, wide open to put that one in. 3 seconds now, two. Fiacco will launch it. Good if it goes, but it was nowhere close. And that ends the first half. 41-20, Indians on top of PCA. We'll take a break, then the City of Wetumpka halftime show when we return on the Carrier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
For power, performance, and adventure, you'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on. Come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems, let them rest on the best. Visit finishlinegaragefloors.com today.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
The City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Welcome into the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. It's 41-20. PCA trailing the Indians right now as Wetumpka dominated that second quarter of play. It was 16-16 at the end of the first quarter. So Wetumpka just outright dominating the Panthers in that previous 8 minutes. 25-4, they outscore the Panthers there in the second quarter. After going down early, by the way, it was 9-2. PCA had that early lead and really punched Wetumpka in the mouth. The Indians managed to battle back and take the lead. And now they lead it 41-20. We'll have second half action here in just a little bit. I want to remind you of what's to come, though, for Wetumpka Athletics. The Indians will take on the winner of Percy Julian and Stanhope Elmore on Monday, February 9th. That will be for the area championship. Wetumpka hosting the area tournament here next weekend. That'll be at home at Wetumpka High School. They will see the winner of Percy Julian and Stanhope Elmore. Right now, our final standings, really, Wetumpka in first with an 18-7, 4-0 record in 6A area four play. Percy Julian right now 1-3 in the area. They are 9-16 overall. Stanhope Elmore 10-16 and 1-3 overall, or pardon, 1-3 in the area right now for the boys. Indians getting the home court advantage in the area tournament for the first time in the last 5 years, and trying to win the area tournament for back-to-back seasons. Had a pretty good run in the postseason last year, looking to repeat that here once again. We're a few minutes away from the second half as Wetumpka leads it over Prattville Christian, 41-20, on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems, let them rest on the best. Visit finishlinegaragefloors.com today.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on. Come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Come on, come to Collier.
I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at RadioAlabamaSports.net.
Welcome back now as we get ready for the second half of Wetumpka and Prattville Christian in this boys matchup. Indians leading it right now 41-20 over PCA. Well, wish the best of luck to the Indians dance team. They are competing at the UDA National Championship tonight and tomorrow, or today and tomorrow, that is. They competed earlier this morning in the Palm prelims, and then tomorrow night they will, or tomorrow afternoon, they'll compete in the Jazz semifinals at 2 p.m. Best of luck to them. Also, best of luck to those still competing in the indoor track state championships. Mentioned in the girls' game that JD Denmark set a new school record and won the gold medal in the shot put for the state championship meet out in Birmingham at the Crossplex out there. Also, good luck to Elijah Bracey, Christian Spruell, Elaine May, Zachary Gibson, Tania Anthony, Jeliah Merkerson, Haley Crockett, along with many others, Tanya Anthony, Serenity Love, Morgan House. Morgan House competing in the 4x4 relay and high jump, so multiple events for her as well. We resume now in the second half as Wetumpka will have possession to start the period. It's 41-20 Indians with the advantage here. Davis to Voiles, Voiles to Robinson. Now a pass to Ballard was tipped up, stolen away. Here come the Panthers trying to find someone to go with. Chapman had his pass taken away. Suddeth goes up, was looking for a jam. Instead, he draws a foul on the way up.
Foul is called on PCA.
Tom Suddeth going to the line here after the foul called against Justin Chapman. As Suddeth will look for the first points here of the second half from the stripe. The Panthers right now sitting at 10-14 on the season as Suddeth makes the first free throw. They're 3-5 in 4A Area 6. That puts them in fourth out of five teams in their area. I mentioned Jason Robertson being the coach of both the boys and girls. That girls team, even though they lost to Wetumpka moments ago, has had a pretty successful season. Suddeth misses the second free throw there, and it remains 42-20. They went 7-0 in the area, and the women will be hosting their area tournament at the 4A level. Last year that they'll be in 4A as the realignment will go into effect next season. From the top of the key, a three-pointer no good there for PCA with Ethan Gurley. Here comes Robinson now, trying to drive in, finds Ballard, goes up, and is rejected there by Wade Mora. Not something you see very often there. Caleb Ballard having a tough time going up for a dunk. He certainly has had plenty of them this year. Voiles inbounding from the baseline, gives to Ballard. He'll go up with a hook shot there that goes in. Little celebration there after he reassures himself that he's able to handle business here as he gets that bucket. 44-20, Indians with the lead as we're over a minute into the third quarter. Driving in there was Cody Chapman. He drew the foul. I believe it was called on the floor, though, before he went up, and it was. Goes against LT Davis. Gurley inbounding from the baseline, finds Justin Chapman up top. Chapman spinning. He will almost have it taken away. Davis was on a hunt for it there, but couldn't grab it. Cody Chapman has it now from the point against Davis. He finds Gurley now. Gurley, a bounce pass to Fiacco from the top of the key again. Now Cody Chapman. Chapman driving in, hooking shot there as the floater is good.
From Chapman.
44-22. Andrew Voiles floats a pass inside. They'll go right back out to Davis. Now Robinson looking at Ballard once again. Ballard in the post, spinning, fadeaway no good. A putback there is good, though, as Tom Suddeth tipped it in. PCA gets it in as Wetumpka had three men in the backcourt there to try and stop them. Gurley manages to get across, not for the lack of defensive effort. Cody Chapman now covered by Davis. He finds Justin. Back to Cody again. Cody driving, spinning. He'll go up with it himself. It hits off the back iron there. A foul called, though, in the process against LT Davis.
At the line to shoot two.
Two free throws coming now for Cody Chapman. First free throw is off the mark. Miller Lombardi comes into the game after LT Davis picks up two fouls here in the first 90 seconds of the second half. Second free throw from Chapman, no good. Justin Chapman there for a rebound, blocked though by Caleb Ballard. Here's Voiles. He'll bring it up now. Voiles to Robinson. Robinson now with a bounce pass to Suddeth. Back to Robinson. Now Ballard standing in the post. Had it poked out for a moment. Robinson looks inside. Suddeth with the jam. Some authority on that one. First dunk of the night for Wetumpka. At least they counted. There was one that was waved off after a foul. 48-22 now. Indians extending the lead with 4:45 to go in the third. Gurley looks inside to Mora. Now Fiacco coming in with a full head of steam. He'll get the lay. 48-24 now. Voiles to Robinson. Lombardi, now Ballard. Back up top, Lombardi, Robinson again. Ballard standing in the lane, and a charge is called there. Good effort to sell it a little bit from Justin Chapman. He did get his feet set, though. Think that was the right call. And he made sure to go down just in case they weren't sure. C.J. Robinson and Ethan Kiefer will come into the ballgame for PCA as Justin Chapman will exit, so will Ethan Gurley, two of the starters for PCA coming out of the game. Here's Fiacco now spinning. He'll drive in. Can't get it to fall on a layup effort, but a foul called in the process.
Foul called on number 22.
Andrew Voiles this time is the guilty party. Fiacco standing at the line. First free throw is good. Second free throw for Fiacco. No good. That time C.J. Robinson with a rebound, though. He'll put it up and in there. A three-point play out of that, thanks to the free throw and then the miss that led to another bucket. C.J. Robinson there. 48-27, an alley-oop attempt there, deflected. Suddeth had a look at it. Now Robinson catches it, pulls a three, no good. Ballard up for the rebound, but a foul called first. Might be against Ballard here as he raced in for that one. Yeah. PCA now with Cody Chapman. Bounce pass inside with Wade Mora as it goes out of play.
PCA has it.
PCA from the baseline here, Ethan Kiefer. He will try to find Fiacco. Instead, here's Voiles going up. He'll lay that one in safely and make it 50-27. Bounce pass into Kiefer now as he races up. PCA has numbers as Lombardi slipped. Three-pointer from Cody Chapman off the front of the rim here. Rebound C.J. Robinson goes up, got the lay and the foul. Called against Caleb Ballard there.
Foul's called on Wetumpka number 5, Ballard. Now in for the Indians is number 34, wind guard Robinson at the line to shoot one for PCA.
Free throw is good for Robinson there as he converts on the and one opportunity. Makes it 50-30 now. 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Voiles to Robinson. Robinson, the floating pass to Voiles around the horn. A corner three is good. Miller Lombardi there knocks it down. 53-30 now. Indians answer the bell after PCA was starting to put together a few points in a row. Cody Chapman looks inside in a foul is called defensively against Andrew Voiles. They were trying to find Carter Fiacco in the post, and Voiles kind of grabbed the arm a little bit to try and come around and steal it. And that's what drew the foul. Fiacco shooting two free throws. He will make the first as PCA currently sits in the bonus. So for the next 2:43, any foul will put him at the line. Second free throw from Kiefer, no good that time. Whistle blown and a lane violation, I believe. Tom Suddick took a step, and it basically made it a free throw there for Carter Fiacco. He'll get one more chance at it. His third free throw attempt this time is good. Takes advantage of that lane violation against Suddeth. 53-32 now. Pass to Smiley. Lombardi. Corner three. No good that time. Rebound by Cody Chapman. He gives to Fiacco. Coast to coast. Goes up for a soft dunk.
2 points.
We'll give him credit for the dunk there. Robinson, Suddeth. How about a dunk himself? Never mind. He had plenty of space for it. Was fouled on his way up instead. He was easily going to get it. Had PCA played it cleanly there. Instead, they foul him. And probably a smart foul as Suddeth will have to earn it at the free throw line now. Free throw from Suddeth, in and out there. PCA's been in the bonus for about a minute now, while Tom Suddeth and this Indians team, they've only been fouled twice in this third quarter, so only shooting the free throws because of the shooting foul there, but Suddeth will knock down the second. He'll go 1-for-2 from the line. 54-34 is our score. Chapman gives to Fiacco. Now Ethan Gurley back to Fiacco. Pump fakes a three. Driving in. Instead, he'll give back to Gurley. 2 minutes left to go in the third. Fiacco, corner three. Off the front there. Robinson fighting for it. Wingard comes away with it for Wetumpka. Now a lobbing pass. Smiley goes up. Draws some contact there. No foul called. He went up and couldn't connect. Suddeth there. Also had some contact. A foul was called.
Number 30, Sutton.
Believe it was on the floor that time. And no, it was called against Tom Suddeth. Beg your pardon. Suddeth went up for it. Really thought that was going to go against Prattville Christian. Because of the rebound effort and the foul against Suddeth, it'll put PCA up to the line. Got a chance to cut it to within 20 here. It's C.J. Robinson shooting two. First, no good. I said within 20. It is 54-34 right now, but within 19, I guess, as this second free throw on the way. Again, off the back of the rim there. 0-for-2 there for C.J. Robinson. Now here's Chris Robinson for Wetumpka driving inside. Couldn't get it off the glass. Suddeth with an effort after that. Couldn't connect. Drew a foul on the third attempt for Wetumpka. C.J. Robinson called for a foul there. And Chris Robinson will inbound for Wetumpka.
Number 10, Davis.
Robinson finds Lombardi out in the corner. Chris Robinson facing pressure from Justin Chapman. He'll try and drive. One more pass. Wingard under the basket. Got it from right under the rim. 56-34 now, Indians. Fiacco looking for a pass there. It was stolen by Smiley. He almost went out of bounds, but he threw it off of Justin Chapman's leg. And that keeps possession with Wetumpka after forcing the steal. Heads up play there by Smiley. Now Lombardi, he'll drive in. Floater is good from him as well.
Number two, Lombardi.
58-34 Indians. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Chapman drives in. Floater from him. No good. And a rebound there for Chris Robinson. Robinson behind the back dribble. Drives in. Goes and does it himself. 2 points for Robinson. Makes it 60-34.
Robinson gets two.
Cody Chapman with 20 seconds to go. Fires a pass to Gurley. Looks inside. This is Fiacco going up against Wingard. He'll touch it off the glass and get it to fall. 6 seconds left. 5-4. Smiley Robinson now. 3-2. Robinson. One more pass deflected. They won't get a shot off. And that will end the third quarter. 60-36. Indians with a commanding lead as we head towards the fourth quarter on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Hi, I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. Every move is different, and so is every client. That's why I take the time to listen, understand, and guide you through the process with care. Whether you're buying or selling in the River Region, I'm here to make it simple. Let's do this together. I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Wetumpka leads it 60-36 as we enter quarter number four. Wetumpka dominating ever since that about halfway point through the first quarter and trying to close it out now with these final 8 minutes of play. They lead it by 24 at the moment. On the floor for the Indians as they come out of the break, Chris Robinson along with John Hudson Wingard, Andrew Voiles, Miller Lombardi, and Jeremiah Smiley. For PCA, Wade Mora with Ethan Gurley. They'll also have Justin and Cody Chapman out there and Carter Fiacco. Gurley trying to inbound here. He will get it in to Cody Chapman. Chapman to Gurley. Back to Cody Chapman again, spinning around Robinson, lost it. Voyle scoops it up, in trouble, gives right back to Robinson. Now Lombardi in the corner, pump fakes the three, drives inside. Wingard wide open under the basket, he's got it. 62-36 Indians. What a showing it's been for the black and gold is... Here's Gurley, who is called for a travel. Wetumpka en route to the 19th win of the season. In about 7 minutes and 15 seconds, it'll be official. They'll be looking for number 20 next weekend when they take on the winner of Percy Julian and Stanhope Elmore in the area tournament. Lombardi looks inside to Robinson. Robinson standing with it. He'll give back to Lombardi. Three-pointer in for that one as well. Miller Lombardi has been the hot hand from three tonight. Cody Chapman with it now for PCA. Indians with a 29-point advantage now. They scored the first five of this quarter. Gurley looks in. Lombardi has it now. Gives to Smiley after the Indians were able to steal it away. Here's Voiles. Now Smiley. Robinson. Corner three. Bottom. Big time shot from Robinson. Timeout called. Indians take the timeout there. 6:20 to go. And the Indians are leading it 68-36. And we're going to see mass substitutions here in a moment when they come out of the break. Coach Thomas satisfied with what he's seen here is it's now a 32-point advantage. And that'll lead to major substitutions. How about this? Wetumpka with Hayes Lorenzi, Jordan Hill, Ben Tucker, DJ Kendrick. The most interesting is Dylan Strickland coming onto the floor. He's been battling an injury ever since football season, and he finally has made it on. He's got a knee brace on that right leg. But a great thing to see is he makes it onto the floor here in the final game of the regular season. And if you can hear it, Indians on the bench chanting for Dylan Strickland's name right now as he makes his debut for the 2025-26 season. First time making it in after battling with injury. See what he can do. PCA has it out of the timeout. A three-pointer no good there from Fiacco. DJ Kendrick gets the rebound there and gives to Jordan Hill. Now Lorenzi with it. Lost his dribble in the backcourt. He'll scoop it up, give it back to Hill, and finally make it across half court before it's stolen away. Fiacco saved it, gave it right back to Lorenzi, though. Picking it up is Ben Tucker under the basket, and he will lay it in. It's a little chaotic from time to time here at the late portions of this. That was one of those possessions right there. Cody Chapman, now Justin Chapman. It's 70-36 Wetumpka with 5:30 left to play. Fiacco, now Gurley. Gurley waiting for his opportunity. Gives to Chapman. Now in the corner is Fiacco. Back to Justin Chapman again. And Gurley up top once more. Now Fiacco, catch and shoot, pulls the three casually, no good. Lorenzi chases it down and puts a rebound to his name. Tried to give to Hill, but it was deflected out of bounds by Cody Chapman. Running clock the rest of the way. We've got 4:50 to go as Wetumpka leads it by 34. Lorenzi tried to inbound it there. He hit the bottom of the back of the backboard there. Not what you're looking for. It goes right back out of bounds and gives possession back to PCA. Now a three-pointer. Cody Chapman right off the inbound. Couldn't connect. Justin Chapman with a rebound. Now Gurley. Now it's Fiacco. Fiacco tried to pass inside, but it was a foul that was called. And it's going to go against Dylan Strickland. Now down to 4 minutes to play. Inbounding, three-pointer from the corner. Cody Chapman airballs that one. Hill has it now. He will be a lot of duress that he's under. Gives to Lorenzi, three-pointer, no good, but he draws the foul off the contact from Wade Mora. Hayes Lorenzi heading to the free throw line here to shoot three. 3:43 to go. They do stop the clock for the free throws. First one for Lorenzi is good. And Hayes Lorenzi is on the board. Two more coming here for Lorenzi. He's got that one as well. Third free throw for Lorenzi. He knocks them all down. Hayes Lorenzi with 3 points to his name now as Wetumpka leads at 73-36. Make sure to stick around for our RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus post-game show. We will talk with head coach Stephen Thomas at the conclusion of this one in 3.5 minutes. Three-pointer for PCA is good from the corner as Chapman knocks that one down. Makes it 73-39 as Tucker has it, gives to Hill. Now Lorenzi in the corner, drives in, floater from the baseline, no good. Good rebound though, DJ Kendrick couldn't get the putback, but a foul is called. 3:05 left and counting. They will continue to roll the clock now as they stop it right at 3 flat for these free throws upcoming for DJ Kendrick. Everybody wants their chance to get on the stat line here tonight. We saw Lorenzi get three a moment ago from the line. Now Kendrick with a chance as he misses the first free throw. Second free throw is off the mark as well. Rebound by Tucker. Strickland with the lay. No good. It was right under the basket. That would have fired up the bench if he had connected on that one. Went out of bounds. PCA has possession with 2:50 to go. Gurley gives to Fiacco. Now Cody Chapman. Bounce pass. Fiacco thought about a three. He'll give over to Gurley instead in the corner, who looks inside. Strickland giving him a tough time. It's stolen away. Here's Jordan Hill. He'll go coast to coast. The lay had too much on it, and a foul is called.
Foul called on Wetumpka number 21.
Goes against DJ Kendrick. It was on the rebound effort there as he came storming in for it. Less than 2 minutes to go now. PCA looking for a bucket here to finish out the night strong. Foul called, though, first. PCA is going to be called for one that time offensively. Indians get it in play. Try to find Lorenzi. It's stolen away by Fiacco, who goes up. Rejected, but a foul is called against DJ Kendrick.
Fiacco at the line.
1:24 to go now. PCA with two free throws coming from Carter Fiacco. First free throw is good.
Yes.
Makes it 73-40. One more coming in a moment. We will keep you updated on what time tip-off will be and any more details needed as a missed free throw, a putback attempt from Justin Chapman, and an and-one play comes. Big possession here for PCA. They make it 73-42 with an and-one free throw coming in a moment for Justin Chapman. We'll keep you updated on what time the various area matchups will be. Again, the girls will play on February 5th at Stanhope Elmore. The boys will play automatically in the championship. A missed free throw there, a rebound effort from Kendrick, but a foul is called. And they're going to call it against Dylan Strickland, and it's going to give PCA its fifth and sixth free throws of this possession. Again, Wetumpka will play on February 9th on a Monday night in Wetumpka for the area championship, trying to punch their ticket to the postseason for a second consecutive season. You can keep track of what time those games will be, what time we'll be on the air, all on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network social accounts. Check out Wetumpka Sports Network on Facebook and Instagram, or visit WetumpkaSports.com. Both free throws were good, made it 73-44. DJ Kendrick trying to drive, he won't get it. Strickland with a rebound and a putback effort, no good. Kendrick got it, lost it, picked up by Fiacco. Here comes Cody Chapman with an easy dunk.
Cody!
And makes it 73-46 with 50 seconds to go. Strickland for three, got it! Big three, and the Indians roar! Welcome back, Dylan Strickland. What a story for Dylan Strickland here tonight. Makes his debut after dealing with an injury all season. Knocks down a three here at the end of this ball game. 76-46, 25 seconds to go. Three-pointer is good for PCA. Ethan Gurley knocks that one down. And 15 seconds left on what may be the last possession. No, stolen away. Here comes Fiacco with another lay. Missed intentionally. He was trying to set up an alley off the backboard. Instead, they'll get a follow-up from Fiacco. They'll give over to Tucker, who has it picked away there as he was going to go up for a dunk at the buzzer. And that ends the ball game. 76-51, Wetumpka gets the victory over Prattville Christian here as we wrap up the regular season. Indians get the win. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk with head coach Stephen Thomas and close things out from Prattville as Wetumpka wins it over PCA on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. Helping families here in the River Region is more than a job, it's personal. I take the time to listen, understand what you need, and fight to get you the best deal possible. Whether you're buying or selling in Central Alabama, let's work together to make it happen. I'm Kathy Thornton at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, here to help you every step of the way.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Welcome you in now to the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show. Gavin Baxley now joined by head coach Stephen Thomas after a big 76-51 win over Prattville Christian. What a showing from this team. But first, I got to talk about Dylan Strickland for a second. A huge three from him. Just talk about his story this season, battling an injury coming in here in this ballgame.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where him being a senior and him having an injury in the spring, last spring, you know, early and not getting the news you want going into your senior year of football, basketball, and having to really fight just to, you know, get to this point when it comes to rehab, when it comes to meeting with doctors, all that stuff, and just having the opportunity to, you know, this week to participate in senior night and then having the opportunity, getting cleared yesterday, and then having the opportunity to play tonight. I mean, it's just an unbelievable story. Just the young man himself, just, you know, his toughness, his grit, you know, when that injury happened and when he spoke with the doctors, like, he had a mission to try to get back early in the basketball season to participate with guys that he's grew up with. And didn't get the best news to start off, but him really fighting, him really working to get on the court with these guys, his best friends, all that stuff they grew up with. I mean, it's just a remarkable story. Just him as a young man, really wanting, you know, setting the goals to participate with the team this year.
We could hear the crowd pop there and the bench pop as well when he made that shot. Talk about just how close this team is as a group and as a family.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys, the 16. Seniors throwing LT in there as well. I mean, he fits seamlessly with this group. With the six seniors that we have, I mean, they've been with Tumka through and through. So everybody knows each other. They're in the same classes growing up, all that stuff. And the parents love each other. The parents love each kid. So just them really bonding as a community as they grow up, I mean, it's just a remarkable place, remarkable close-knit group too.
What do you take away from this win tonight as you now get ready for an area championship game in about just over a week now?
Mm-hmm. I mean, PCA is always going to be well coached. They've been well coached ever since Coach Robinson's been here. And so us preparing for things we're going to have to see, getting over screens, talking, communicating, it's a good tune-up going into area championship.
Coach, appreciate you taking the time. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
That's Coach Stephen Thomas, who just joined us as Wetumpka gets a 76-51 win over Prattville Christian. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up from Prattville after the Indians' victory on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. Helping families here in the River Region is more than a job, it's personal. I take the time to listen, understand what you need, and fight to get you the best deal possible. Whether you're buying or selling in Central Alabama, let's work together to make it happen. I'm Kathy Thornton at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, here to help you every step of the way.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
Back again for the final time, the Lady Indians getting a win 58-31 over Prattville Christian, while the men get a 76-51 victory over the Panthers as well. For our cameraman tonight, Sam Dooley, I'm Gavin Baxley. Thank you for joining us here tonight. Our next broadcast will be Wetumpka on the road for the area tournament. The girls matchup will be on February 5th. They will take on Percy Julian in that first round and then hopefully have a game against Stanhope Elmore in the championship a few days later. We'll also have coverage of the boys tournament in Wetumpka. The area championship game for that will be February 9th. Wetumpka with the automatic bye to play in that. We do not have tip-off times for those games just yet. Stay tuned to Wetumpka Sports Network on Facebook and Instagram along with WetumpkaSports.com, and you can keep up with our scheduling information. We'll make sure to get that out to all of our fans beforehand and make sure to get tickets on Huddle as well. Again, our final scores for the Lady Indians, they get the victory 58-31 while the men win it 76-51. Thanks for joining us. Wetumpka Indians basketball is an exclusive presentation of the Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.